kind to me this time. You're so unkind.
Am I really?
Yeah. You're hurting my feelings.
What? You have feelings?
See, like that. See, that just wounds me so deep. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. You already know who we are. We wouldn't be here, so let's not waste any more time. Here's Bradley.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Brad and Body Podcast. We're back. We're loving it. The Opals are in. We are pumped. Yes. It's a fantastic round of the NBL. We've got so much to talk about. Botond, my friend, how are you?
I'm extraordinary, and thank you for your kind inquiry. How are you? You're looking good today. It's good to see you. Fantastic. Clothes on.
Yeah. Well, I just wanted to I know you like to walk around. We see each other, you know, like on video, and you don't like to wear pants, and someone called you tripod once, but that's a separate story. And I just wanted to do the right thing and say g'day and go into the body nodge land. But let's talk about the Opals, mate. They're in. Fantastic. Yeah, we were worried and they were great. Nothing to worry about.
Now, Ezzy McGregor voted the MVP of the tournament.
So she should.
It's a fans vote, so it's not official because these are qualifying games and not really tournaments per se. But I think we had good reason to be nervous, and I think it showed in that Brazil game. You know, they make a couple of big baskets at the end and get out of there. And then, funnily enough, Brazil didn't qualify, which is one of two countries that hosted. Hungary hosted one of the groups, and they didn't qualify either.
I couldn't believe that.
Yeah. But
let me just say, so Australia won 60-55. That was Friday, our time, whatever that was, in the morning, whatever it was. And then Australia absolutely pumped Germany. I got to be honest, I watched the first half and we're up by 30 or 40. And then I headed to the Kings game or whatever it was because it was Sunday or whatever it was. And then today, our time, we're recording this on Monday. So hopefully this comes out soon. And Australia did it tough against Serbia. A couple of players down, were down at the beginning. I think that's a fantastic win, Body, to be able to do that when it didn't matter whether they won or lost, but they came and they really fought hard and a great win.
Yeah, that was really a point of pride. And of course, you know, you've qualified already by winning the first two games. So Tess Madgen, who's carrying a knee, and Lauren Jackson, who's 42, they basically said, okay, they're not playing in this game. So you're taken out. They were against Germany in the first half when that game was won in the first half.
Yeah.
Tess Madgen and Lauren Jackson were having great games.
Fantastic. Right? Absolutely.
So you're taking out potentially two of our best players in the tournament. Yeah. They said they're not playing. And then Alana Smith plays 3 minutes and 14 seconds and is in her tracksuit. So I'm thinking she's got hurt somewhere along the way. So she's virtually out. So now you're going with nine. And basically Izzy Borlase, Jade Melbourne really have stepped up to the level. They have definitely got a foot on the plane to Paris.
Which,
you know, before this tournament, you didn't know. Steph Reid, I'm not so sure about. I think she might have been a little bit exposed with her height in the game today.
Let me throw this at you, because I got to be honest, I don't think there's a media person in Australia better than you that knows women's basketball and Opals. You unbelievable with NBL as well, but I am saying the WNBL and the Opals, you're outstanding. Let's start with the GOAT. She's turned around and said that she is not going to go to Paris. Look, she would have been a lock to go to Paris, no question, right, in my opinion. Yep. Your thoughts on that? Like, it's a big decision. That would have been her fifth, and she's carried the flag, don't forget, as well, at one of them. So, yeah, talk to me.
Honestly, look, she's got two little boys who she adores, and they're at that stage, that little stage in their life where having mum around is important. And just before they went on this trip to Belém in Brazil, she did post, I think, on Instagram a video talking about this would be her last. She already actually had said this would be her last trip away. I don't think enough people saw it.
No, I certainly didn't. Yeah.
Yep, she was a bit tearful in it too, because she was really essentially saying, I love playing. I love Brazil. And that's a great place to finish, but I don't want to be away from my boys for that amount of time.
Beautiful story.
Now, if we're talking Olympics, that's a 2-week commitment of the games, but you'll be playing warm-up matches
weeks
beforehand.
Before.
Yeah, it's virtually a month.
Everything. Absolutely, yeah.
I honestly believe Lauren just does not want to be away from her two young men for that length of time, well, or to leave them in someone else's care during that time.
Totally respectful, you know. Absolutely. What I mean? Totally understandable. I mean, this is a girl that hardly lived at home for many years, you know what I mean? Yeah. If it was Canberra, then it was NBA, and then back, what, Canberra, I think most of her career in that instance, yeah. You know what I mean? So, no, absolute shout-out to her. I mean, look, you know, we're minimal compared to everyone. Shouting out to her, she's the GOAT and we love her. Let's talk about what changes then do you see, or is it too early?
No, I think you immediately got to look at Steph Talbot,
yep.
Who's been out with an ACL. She's back, well, playing for Adelaide.
Don't forget, now. She was also in the All-Star 5 at the Worlds last year. So you'd think that was an automatic selection.
She's going to be an automatic selection. So let's just say you take Lauren out because she's already said she won't be there. So that's one player. So, all right, so Steph Talbot goes in. We've still got the same group. Christy Wallace, I would think that Christy Wallace would be.
Do you? The only thing I worry about Christy is that just not enough playing time. Like, that's a big thing for the Olympics. I mean, I love her. She was fantastic in the Worlds. Coming off the bench, she was just such a spark for them. But I just don't know if you can chance that.
Well, look at Beck Allen, mate. She came home early
Good call.
Valencia and hasn't been playing. So, and she was one of our best players. So sometimes that little time out of the game, you know, rejuvenates you too. So I'm thinking that she would be coming in for Steph Reid. I don't see Steph Reid making that. Darcy Garbin is another one that I think Sarah Blitzarves, Alana Smith might need to be looking over their shoulder, because Darcy is one that you'd have to consider.
I mean, I'm not saying this because it's fair. I can't see Sarah missing out. You just need that. You know what I mean? She's a knockdown shooter. Off the court, she's probably, you know, even better. Yes. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I just can't see that. But, you know, you're right.
It's going to be a good team. And I was – look, anybody that's listened to our program the last couple of weeks knows that we were nervous about this.
Yes, yes.
And for them to come out of that 3-zip, there's only two other teams that have come out of these 3-zip. Mm-hmm. One is the USA and the other one is France. Mm-hmm. And those two were actually automatic qualifiers. USA is World Cup champs, France is host nation. So Australia's right up there, right there.
Well, what do you think? What about, like, I was commentating with her yesterday. I know Elise Kunick would love to be there. Do you think there's a spot there?
No, I think the managers, physios, doctors, I think they're all taken. I think all those spots are taken.
And we move on. So, now we go back to the WNBL starts this week.
Yep.
Do you see this could be a letdown for some of the girls? It's not easy. Like, that's time frame, that's travel. Both players that you were speaking about didn't play the last game with Lauren and Madgen. Do they play this round? Two rounds left?
Of course they're playing. This is Sydney versus Southside. They're 1-1. This is determining which one finishes higher on the ladder. So, and it's going to possibly the last time fans at Kudos Bank Arena can get out there and see Lauren Jackson play. And Tess Madgen, she will be playing. Don't worry about that.
Yeah, right. Okay,
that's going to be a cracker of a game.
And it will be. Oh, yeah.
I think Sydney's going to win it, but I think it's going to be a great game. And it's a chance for the people to say farewell again to Lauren, as they did 18,000 odd at the World Cup 2 years ago when she played phenomenal game against Canada.
Oh, when you just said that, it gave me goosebumps again. You know, I just remember that. It was fantastic.
I'm glad I can't see them. All right.
So, well, let me quickly ask you, because we're staying with the women's at the moment. Yep. Let me just bounce this off. So we're obviously, I think is it Thursday or Friday night this season starts? I think it's Friday night. But let's just ask you, sorry, I shouldn't say starts, recommences the right words. We are going into round 14. There's only round 15 left after that. So it's two rounds. Capitals at home versus Bendigo.
Bendigo wins that and really pushes its case for the finals.
Bendigo loses or wins?
No, that? Wins that. They win.
Oh, sorry, I think he said they win. Yes, that. Bendigo for me. Adelaide at home versus the Boomers. Boomers, yeah.
No, big upset. Adelaide wins that.
Wow, nuts. Boomers for me.
Well, hang on. I don't think you're in full possession of the facts, because let's remember, Borlase has just played great. Steph Talbot's back in that team. It's a big team. Penina Davidson is out of the Boomers team.
Okay.
And I think Tara Reid, if I'm not mistaken, in the second to last game for New Zealand in their qualifying, she got KO'd. So she won't be playing.
No,
concussion protocol.
Based on all of that, you're 100% right, and I agree with you, and thank you, but I'm still going with the Boomers. Flames to win against the Flyers. We've already said that one, and I agree with you. I can't see Townsville losing at home against Bendigo.
No, me neither.
Okay, and Perth at home against the Capitals. Caps can't back up going to Perth. In my opinion, Perth win that one. Yep.
So I think we're only split on Adelaide, Melbourne. Okay.
Yeah, good call.
All right, I hope you're all right.
Mate, I'm always right, except when I'm wrong. Well, again, shout out Lauren Jackson, absolute superstar. That's a wrap of the WNBL and the Opals. Congratulations on making the Olympics. We're so happy, so proud of them. Body, last words for them?
Last words, Sydney basketball fans, you're going to go out there and get out there to Kudos Bank Arena. That's where they're playing. And see, it might be the last time where you see Lauren Jackson in action. They may meet in the finals, but it also could be the last time you have a chance to see her. She is our greatest player. Yeah, I heard you talking on the NBL call of the Sydney Illawarra game, Brad, where you said, you know, she's the GOAT of women's basketball. No, she's the GOAT of Australian basketball.
Yeah, fair call. Okay? I did say she is the GOAT of the world basketball, right? Yeah. I think I said women's world. You're probably right. I can't remember word for word, but no argument from me at all. Couldn't agree more.
Just quickly qualify why I always say that. And that is because if I say to you, who's the greatest men's player of all time, you will come back at me with five names of American superstars, whether it's Michael. Yes, you won't mention it.
It will just be Michael Jordan. There is no one else. All right, that's it. Well, but I know what you're saying.
Chamberlain and Magic and others.
No, I won't. It's Michael Jordan.
Now, if we have a conversation of the five best players of all time in women's, but Lauren's one of the first names you're going to say.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's what separates them.
I'm the same in the men's as I am with the women's. I'm saying there's Michael Jordan, then there's the rest. And I like Kobe's great, LeBron's great, Wilt's great, Kareem's great, Magic Drake. Like, let's keep going, right? They're great. They're not Michael. And I'm saying that about Lauren. Mm. Lisa Leslie, you can go down the list. They're all fantastic, but she's the GOAT. I'm with you. Well done. Congratulations, Lauren Jackson. All right, we go over to the WNBL,
to the NBL. We've just been at the WNBL. Jesus, you're just so confused, aren't you?
Oh, mate, I just love the WNBL so much. That's what it is. Let's go to the NBL, and where do we start? What a round, this ladder. Can I just give a shout-out to the NBL? This prediction ladder, have you seen that?
No, I've seen it.
You've got to do it, right? It's fantastic. And you go on and you just put in Google or whatever, NBL ladder predictions, and you can change who wins. Now, it was hard when there was two rounds to go because you're flicking between rounds and everything. But now with one round to go, you can just go who wins, who loses, it's fantastic. A huge shout out to them. That I've loved it, and I know a lot of people have. But what a round it was. Where do you start, Boddy? I mean, there's still teams anyone can make it 1-7. 1-2 locked in. No question, right?
Yes, that's done.
Three, and Melbourne. I don't think Tasmania can lose three from what I'm seeing.
No, right? I think
4-7, throw a coin. Talk to me.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm looking at this draw and the games, and they're really going to be like Illawarra, 13-13 at home to Perth, 17-9. Now, Illawarra has beaten Perth twice in Perth and has the formula for shutting down Bryce Cotton.
Yeah.
If they can do it a third time, that's 14-13. They're in a good shape. New Zealand, masters of their own fate, at home to Brisbane, 12-14. Brisbane's 13-14. A loss there, 13-15, puts Brisbane into that scary area of maybe missing out. And I think New Zealand's going to get that too at home, even without Anthony Lamb.
Against Brisbane?
Yeah.
Oh, no, I agree with you. I agree
massive
with you.
Loss, so though, Anthony.
I will say to our listeners, it's very rare that I text Boddy because I just don't want to hear what he's got to say when he comes back to me, right? And I did text him during the week, and I was like, if Will McDowell-White and PJC play like that, and that was the game they won, right? If they play like that against Illawarra, they can make a grand final. Now, you came back very quickly and said, what about Tasmania, you idiot? And I was like, all right, fair enough, right? But what I'm saying is Anthony Lamb is a massive loss in my All-NBL One team. He's in yours. I know that. We spoke about it last week, right?
Yep.
But for one team to be able to lose a superstar like that, Will McDowell-White is back to the guy we saw led them to a grand final series last week. I always question, can they work together? I saw it work. Right now, yeah. if they stay in that degree, man, they're fine. They beat Brisbane. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah, just quickly, you know, when you text or when you phone, you know, I've got caller ID, which is why I don't respond. Okay, let's. So the only game that
can really I ask does... what the caller ID says? That does that actually say Brad, or has it said "Don't answer this idiot"? Idiot calling.
No, it's like your DR for Derek Rucker. Don't respond. Yeah, I like that. I really did like that. That's a good call. There's only really one game this round that doesn't much matter, and that's Cairns at 11 and 16 against Melbourne at 19 and 7. We need to talk a bit about Cairns because there's some rubbish going on there for sure. Yeah. Tajir McCall, who was like the you know part of the Holy Trinity with Adam Ford, even allowed him to coach some preseason blitz games like that. Yeah. They were on the same page. Well, they're not only not on the same page, they're not even in the same book, possibly not even in the same library, judging by what we saw in Perth.
Yeah. So I'm going to say what I know, and I can promise our listeners this
will be short.
Hi. Oh no, there's more. So I'm saying what I've heard is not coming out of their camp. Okay, so I'm not saying you know this is what their theory is. He played 8 minutes on the weekend. My understanding is they were as tight as you can ever imagine. Ford and McCall, right? They, you know, like you said, coach games.
That's
and tight, I'm also of the understanding that McCall and Miller are very tight. Very tight. Well, now there's a gap between everyone, right? And I don't know what's gone on, but all I can understand is McCall has done something from what sounds like he's undermined something from 40, right? Mm. Now, 40 is all about this we're team, we're together.
Loyalty, trust.
Absolutely. So if you've gone against that, yeah, he will cut you at the knees, right? That's what he's like. But this is a huge thing to come about. I mean, the guy has got some talent, right? And you're worse off if he's not playing, but he's sending a statement as a coach. I got no problems with it. We do not know what's going on. And I would trust Adam Ford that, you know, I like the way he coaches. And I think, you know, you see the respect that the players give him. It must have been pretty bad. Now, what I do feel like, I feel for the players, man. This would be awful to be in that environment. That'd be awful. Over to you.
Well, they've only got one more week of it, Brad, because after that, they're done and dusted. But I think they were doing quite well against Perth. And even into the last quarter, for them to then get blown out, I can't remember what Perth scored in the last quarter. I think it was something like 37 or something. Something absurd.
38-16.
And just blew them off the floor. What had been a good game, like they had their strategy for Bryce. It didn't completely pay off. But they were in it. And, it was just sad to watch. But I have seen games, and I think I've said this, and if I haven't said it, I've certainly written it, that where McCall and Miller are just a two-man game. They're just playing and they're just handling the ball and running everything. And I don't know that that's necessarily the team's best interest.
Well, it hasn't worked this year. Now, you've got to give them credit as well. You lose Pinder, you lose a very good DJ Hogg, and I was, you know, he's just not the same guy playing for the
Sixers. He was diabolical against Terrible.
And I even said it on air, then he just shouldn't be playing. He's not right. No. It's not fair.
Why was he being played? You've got a kid like Angus Glover that's going to bleed for you sitting there.
It's ridiculous. I said it on air too. It's ridiculous, right? But when you see that, there's got to be some serious changes. I see all three imports not coming back. I like Miller, but I'm thinking if he's got that relationship, I don't know how that works out. So, you know, they've got some, you know, Bobby Klintman will go, obviously, you know, he will go in the draft. But they've got some nice pieces. Really impressive with Taron Armstrong. I think he's been really good. So he reminds me a little bit of Aaron Trahair. Right. That pace that he runs, probably Az has got a bit of a better shot, but the passing ability and everything is outstanding.
Really slick ones against Perth. And I'll tell you who else I was happy to see play like last year was Sam Ward.
He was having an outstanding game. And he's just re-signed for 3 years. So that's a nice thing to get an Australian doing that. Then, you know, they got some, you know, Sam Meninga plays his role, I guess. Bull Quoll, man, come on. That fifth fifth foul. What are you doing?
You know what he was doing?
I could not believe that happened.
He's not learning.
No, that's just crazy. That's why he can't take the next step, Brad. Well, you can't trust him.
All right, let's move on.
Too much talk about Cairns. Let's go on. All right, I'm going to go through the teams coming up, and if you want to say something about them, what they've done, let's go. All right, Illawarra at Hawks or Perth? At home, sorry. For Perth, I will be sidelined. Can't wait for that game. Just before you answer that, Illawarra have beaten Perth twice in the last little bit. They had that, you know, Bryce kryptonite, the way they defend him. Who you got?
I've got Illawarra for that one. And so I think that clinches the playoffs for them.
I'm with you. I've got them as well. That'll be a packed arena too on, I think it's Saturday. Thursday night. Thursday night. Yep. New Zealand at home versus Brisbane. I think we both agree New Zealand. You've already called that. Yep. Friday, Cairns versus United. I'm going United. Can you see an upset?
No, I do not.
Okay. Saturday, Phoenix versus Kings. Can you see an upset? I'm going the Kings because they lose that, they're done. They have to win that game, and they will win that game,
despite Mahmoud Abdul-Fattah's really crazy substitution pattern. Just quickly, I want to stay on this for a second. I don't want to hang on the Kings too long because we talk about them probably a disproportionate amount anyway. But
no, we don't. You
know, yeah, like a couple of weeks ago, he's starting Sean Bruce. That's how much he loves him. Last game, he didn't even play 10 minutes.
This is all over the place.
This guy is all over the place.
I remember thinking, I was commentating, as you know, and I remember thinking, oh, my God, I don't even remember Sean being on. And then I looked at his minutes, it was like three. Do you know what I mean? But then he played more. He ended up playing just under 10 minutes. But, yeah, it's all over the shop. I don't get it, buddy. I've given up
trying. The players will get it done.
Yeah, I agree. And I actually don't know if you heard me, but I said that on air yesterday where I was like, there comes a time where you just got to say, forget what's going on outside. We got to get this done, right? Yeah. Like, we got 2 weeks left, 3 weeks left, whatever the hell it is. This is on us, right? We got to play with energy. But can they do it? Because the body language is bloody awful. This is the tough one. Tassie at home versus Perth. I'm going Tassie. Who you got?
You know why this is tough for me is because I think Illawarra will get Perth, but I can't remember. It's not too often Perth drops two in a row.
Yeah, good call. But two on the road.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, look, I'm tempted to go with Tasmania because their last couple of performances have been so clinical.
They have.
That beat, but then you got to keep it in some perspective. It was Southeast Melbourne, that's a depleted team, and it was Adelaide that had basically run into the wall.
Tassie for me. All right. United versus Illawarra. I'm saying Illawarra on the back of, I think Melbourne will rest players.
Well, if that's the case, then I'd have to agree with you. If that's not the case, then I think Melbourne will want to go into the playoffs with 20, or they'll get 20 wins at Cairns' expense. No, I think I'm like Illawarra too.
I just think they're going to come out in Cairns and go whack. That's my theory. And then it's like, righto, CG, sit. I don't know, Travers, maybe, something like that. Yep. Just go, righto, boys, you get a run. And I don't think that affects them that much because they're not having a weekend off. They get a game off, right? Yep. So that's my theory. But anyway, and Adelaide at home versus New Zealand. I can't see New Zealand missing that. There's just too much riding. But it's not a shock if Adelaide win it.
No. And Adelaide, if they're wearing the 1999 uniform, which I don't think they've lost in. They don't lost in it. No matter who they play. They lose when they get on the road and put those white things on. They look bloody awful and they lose. But I reckon if they're wearing they lost in Brisbane, they were wearing a white thing. If they're wearing the 99 uniform, I give them more of a chance. But I think New Zealand has to win this.
Yeah, I agree. All right. I'm gonna throw three things at you. You've got to give me one word answers. I'm giving it to you this time. Coach of the year.
Justin Tatum.
I got Dean Vickerman. Best six
before
man.
Before we get off that.
I gave you one word.
No, and it wasn't one word because it's a two words anyway because it's Justin Tatum. It could have been three if I said Mr. Justin Tatum. So it's silly. But anyway.
Now it's 19 frigging words. Yeah.
You know, I heard on the TV call of the Sydney Illawarra game, you guys were talking about Coach of the Year. And one of you, whether it was you or Derek or Jack, I don't know, said John Riley because he's really brought that program around. Hang on. What direction did he turn it around from? The same direction that he was driving it. Okay? So he's turned around from his own mistakes. He's realised early in the piece that, geez, actually, I do have to play Wagstaff. He's actually still pretty handy. And maybe I don't play Corey Webster as much. Like, he had to change what he was doing. So when you say he's turned that program around.
One would argue that's brilliant coaching.
No, all I'm saying is he has undone the mistakes he made. Now, Justin Tatum.
Yeah, fair call.
He's come in and revived the program that someone else had taken into the dunny. And he's pulled them right out.
Fair call. Look, he's 11-6 now over the last 17 games since he's taken over. And that's outstanding. And a couple of those he lost like on buzzer beat. You know, like they had a chance to win it in New Zealand. They had a chance to win it in Brisbane. You know, it could be completely different. So on that instance, I can say, wow, you know, I completely, but I'm going Vickerman. Now, I know they're stacked. I know. Look at the Kings. They're stacked. And look at the Kings, the injuries. So have Melbourne. Dean Vickerman has taken a team, and, you know, I was lucky enough to be a head coach of an ABA program, right? And I had some really talented players. You know, you're going back to Barlow, Graham Dan, Steve Whitehead, Chris Stauber, Rob Proger, these guys. I had some very good talent that was probably a lot more talented than other teams. But man management is huge. It is so difficult. Yeah. It's all about man management. For that, I can only imagine, like, Dean Vickerman hasn't stopped. You just know it. Talking this, JLA, are you happy with this role? Right? Travis, this is the role you're going to have. Delhi, you got to be comfortable in this position. CG, you're the man. We're fine with that. All right. Yeah. Shay, this is what I need from you. Now you've got all those other players coming off the bench, Huck, Porty, and everything. What he's had to manage, nah, without a doubt for me, he is the coach of the year.
And if he wins it, I certainly wouldn't be one.
And you're right. Like, I wouldn't, you could argue Scott Roth as well. Like, you wouldn't be upset in anything. So, okay. Best six man, who you got?
The entire Sydney Kings roster, other than Jordan Hunter and Jalen Adams, who I think started all the games, all the other guys have come off the bench. So they've got to be up for it. There's about 12 of them, I think.
Oh, I love it. Magne for me in Tasmania. Love it.
Yes. Magne or Usher, I like.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay. Yep. I don't think we can even talk about best defensive. Is there anyone else but Shay Ely?
No, there is not. I mean, people like the fact that Magne is a rim protector so that if you get past him, he's there. But that, I don't know that that qualifies you as best defensive.
That
qualifies you as somebody that could be relied on if someone else screws up.
We've been talking too much. Let's get out of here. But before we do, give me your best moment.
My best moment, I think it was when Sean McDonald lobbed the pass intending for a dunk.
Yeah.
And instead of it being a dunk, the ball went in. So when things are going right, they absolutely go right. So yours?
Love that, by the way. That was great. My best moment, the Bryce Cotton attempted reverse dunk on that. what if it was a foul, I don't know what it was. Oh my God, that was awesome. I love that. He's got some serious up. So I thought that was it. But also a slight little shout out here. Massive shout out to Damian Martin that got his singlet retired. I thought that was outstanding. And I also want to throw out to a good friend of mine, BJ Carter, that got the Ring of Honor announced. And that was great. But yeah, the Bryce Cotton reverse dunk was brilliant. Can I get your Nodge Nasty, please?
No, I'll give you my player of the round, Parker Jackson Carter.
If you could say it correctly, I'd agree with you, but I'll go with that.
Well, I think that's almost the entire cast of Bonanza, isn't it? Anyway,
I'm not just for our viewers, I don't know if anyone knows Bonanza, but moving on.
No one knows. Okay. Hey, who's your player of the round?
PJC. Can't go against him. Yeah, I do throw out to Gary Clark because I thought he was brilliant in both games and outstanding in Sydney, but you can't go against PJC. He was great.
My noise nasty. I've got two quick ones. One, they're at one stage late in the last quarter when New Zealand's trying to mount an attack comeback against Melbourne. Melbourne ends up with six players on the floor. I think Ariel Huck-Porty forgot he was actually subbing out. They end up with six players. They get a tech foul. Isaiah Liafa misses the tech first, so they can't do a thing right in New Zealand in that last stretch. But I don't think I've ever seen that. I thought John Casey was on the call. He's called 1,000-plus games. He'd never seen it before. I can't recall ever seeing it before.
Brilliant. And
that's one. The other thing I want to quickly talk about, saying by Nasty, is if you're giving Mike Kelly a tech foul, you need to have a good long look at yourself in the mirror. Because if you're letting Mahmoud Abdul Fattah get in people's faces, or John Willie bitch and moan, or, I mean, the Modi Mayor, you can just go on and on about the code. I think guys that behave well are held to a stricter code. And that's not right, because Mike Kelly is a gentleman. He's held to a stricter code.
I'd love to know what he said. I would love to know, because it looks so calm.
I've got it on good authority. The first tick was for golly gosh, and the second one was for fudge. What's your
don't believe you, but let me just add to that, right? The only thing I would say is I think when a referee gives a tech foul to a coach, player or whatever, you need to walk away. Right. You just need to stay away. There is a minute there that a player and a coach needs to calm down.
Yeah.
Right. And that was anyway, you've said enough. My Rosen Rattler goes to the Illawarra Hawks 11-6. Here is a program where no changes have been made, all he's done. The aura that this guy's in, I said it on air last night, it's like I'm a little school kid and he's the school teacher. You're just like, hello, Mr. Tatum, how are you? Mm. You know, the aura that this guy brings, he has bought this team, this city, the town. Like, I mean, I'm close to it. Obviously, I see it. This place is rocking now on a Sunday or Saturday, whenever they play. Myself and Matt Russell do a little pregame down there where we go into the members area and we have a little talk before the game. Mate, you know, you could count six people in there at the beginning of the year, right? And certainly after a few rounds, there was seven, right? Yeah. And I think four of those were the owner's friends, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, now this place is packed. 5,500 people. The arena is outstanding. Great. I just feel what a fantastic story the Illawarra Hawks are. That was my Rosen Rattler.
That's a great case for Coach of the Year. All right, brilliant. Talk to you next week. Look forward to it.
Thank you, everyone. Have a great week. And remember, we'll see you next time. Body, what's the worst tech foul, the best tech foul you've heard?
Well, this is both. This is the best, and that was Ray Warner, the great Ray Warner, 1985 MVP of the league, talking to Bill Mildenhall, one of our all-time great referees at the side. He turned to Bill on a sideball and said, "Hey, Bill, can I get a tech foul for what I'm thinking?" And Bill Mildenhall said, "No, of course not." He said, "Good, because I think you're an asshole." And Bill just had to laugh.